You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. And welcome to how to control the various volume levels in iOS. Did you know that there's more than one volume control? Yes, there's not just one and not just two, possibly three, but you can have up to four different volume levels controls that you can adjust. This was something that I had to learn over time. I did not or could not find anything about this, but over time I noticed this is so weird. My ringer is real low, but yet my music is real loud, and my voiceover is somewhat there, and I'm losing some of the gesture sounds for voiceover. I don't hear the ticks or the donk as loud as I used to. And most of all, Siri is really loud. I was like, what is going on here? So after some experiments and I did some researching, and over the years, I found out you can change all those individually. Yes, isn't that wild? All right, let me go through the process here of four of the volume levels that you can control. Now, by default, it's set for three different volume levels that you can control. I set four, and I'll explain why I did this and how you can do that. So let's focus on Siri. So I turned down Siri quite low on purpose so I can show you this demonstration. So let me activate Siri and see how she's doing. Hello?
Greetings, Thomas.
See how low that was? So I was talking to myself. I said, that is so weird, because if I go back out of here and go to the home screen.
Mail. No unread emails. Double tap to open.
See how loud that is? So it just came up that Siri was so quiet, right? You would think a volume up and down will always do the trick. Not necessarily. You just have to do it the right way. Now, what I'm going to be showing you are just one example of many different ways you control various volumes, okay? So let's concentrate on this Siri. So how do I make that louder? Why is it so low? When you activate Siri and invoke it, it does that little Siri tone, right? During that moment is when you can use the volume up and down to adjust the volume of Siri. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invoke Siri. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to turn her up way up high, and then I'm going to say hello to her again and see what happens this time. So I'm going to hold down the sleep wake button to do my Siri, and then I'm going to, while it goes ding ding, I'm going to turn up the volume for it. Hello?
Hi, Thomas.
Whoa, now that's really loud. Now you can just turn that down. We just invoke it again. Turn it down.
You don't seem to be playing anything right now.
And you can adjust it while he or she is speaking. That is how you control Siri. Now we're going to adjust the second thing you can do, and that is voiceover. Yes, voiceover has its own volume level. Took me a while to figure this one out, and I got this advice from some of my friends, because I was noticing some of the clicks and things that you had with voiceover, the little special effects with voiceover, not so much the voice itself, yes, but the click, 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 click when you go from one section to the next, like, for example,
messages, voice stream, Bard Mobile, Newsify.
You hear that little special effects?
Speech off.
That stuff.
Speech on.
And so I want to be able to control that. And turns out, you have to turn this feature on. You have to go under Apple Settings, go down to General, and go to Accessibility, and down to VoiceOver, and then go all the way down to Rotor, and add volume to your Rotor. So let me go to my Rotor here. I will show you the volume.
Language. Vertical navigation. Headings. Audio ducking. Volume.
There it is. There's volume. And check this out. So I'll just decrease this.
95%. 90%. 85%, 80%.
Isn't that crazy? So you can adjust that differently than anything else. Let me show you how that's different. So that's set to
85%.
85%. Let's go check the control center, which shows you the volume that is at. So let's go look.
Control center, airplane mode, switch button, off.
So I'm going to go down to the volume.
Volume, 74%, adjustable.
See how it says 74%? It's different, isn't it? And yes, if you use the volume on the left side, the up and down, it, yes, it does lower down the volume of voiceover and the clicks. But in reality, they're both different. And that is a major difference here. So let's go back to the volume here.
Language. Vertical navigation. Headings. Audio ducking. Volume.
And turn this back up to 100%.
90%. 95%. 100%.
All right. So that is the second level. Now the third one is your media. Your music is playing. Now obviously this one is simple. You can use your up and down arrow or your volume on the left side of your device going up and down. So let's play a music here. And then we can use our volume.
Take a minute, wait a minute. I've been acting.
It goes up and down. So I'll go back up.
61% adjustable.
So that's one way of doing it. Or you can just go to the control center and adjust the media, the volume of your music. And that will be the third different volume level that you can change. However, there is one other option, volume. You can control the actual ringer and the sound effects that comes into different apps. Let me give you an example. Dice World is one of my favorite games. And if you're not familiar with Dice World, well, you roll these dice, right? And so when you roll these dice, you can hear the dice roll. It goes bang. And those are the sound effects that you hear with the dice and things. So have you ever been inside of an app and it's really low? I'm like, man, what is that? What happened to the sound effects? I remember that dice being really loud and now it's really low. How weird is that? So what I've done this. So we're going to go to settings.
Settings. One.
And then we're going to do one finger double tap here.
Settings.
And now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the sounds and haptics.
Sounds and haptics. Button.
And from here, do a one finger double tap to open this.
Sounds and haptics.
Now go to the right until you get to the ringer and alerts.
Ringer and alerts. Heading.
From here, go one more to the right.
Sound volume. 100%. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
And from here, we can adjust the volume. But check this out. Now go to the right.
Change with buttons. Off.
I have this set to off. So I want my ringer and the sound effects to be separate from and detach it away from the media control. In other words, by default, what I'm trying to say is that if you keep it as default and you use your up and down, it's going to adjust and you're going to lower the ringer, obviously, and all the sound effects, plus any of the music that you listen to will be lowered down with the volume together. But if you want to split them up, I want the ringer and the app sound effect to be by itself, and I want the media volume to be by itself. This is where you can come in and turn this off. And if you turn this off, this volume control that you just heard going back left, that is the volume control for your ringer and your special effect in the apps. So that makes 1, 2, 3, and 4 different volume control. Pretty cool, huh? The other thing too, now this is more of advice and tips. Now I know there's going to be a lot more than these, but obviously maybe if you don't know about this, you can control the voice over with something called audio ducking. This is something you can enable in the accessibility area, or if you have enabled this in the rotor, you can turn this option on. And let me go to my audio ducking so I can give you an example.
Characters, words, speaking rate, volume, audio ducking.
There it is. I'm going to swipe up.
Audio ducking on.
What this does is that the volume of the voiceover will remain on top of the music. So if the music is playing, you can hear voiceover speak to you loudly. So let me turn this on. So I'm going to go ahead and use the volume.
Sound volume.
100%. See how that went down?
Adjustable.
The music.
Swipe up or down with one. Change with buttons. Off.
And now the music will come back up. All right. So that's how it comes up and down. So audio ducking would be great for some. One last thing I want to show you, and I'm not sure if you knew, under Apple Maps, go under Settings.
Settings. One new item.
And then double tap, open that up.
Settings. Heading.
All right. From here, you're going to swipe to the right until we get to Maps.
Maps. Button.
Double tap to open.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
Now we're going to swipe to the right to Driving and Navigations.
Driving and Navigation. Button.
From here, double tap.
Maps. Back button.
And we're going to swipe to the right to Navigation Voices. So if you do a lot of walking and you kind of not hear it very well, or something in the background is not working, or if you have music on, it's hard to hear it, you can control that. So when you go to the right here,
Navigation Voice Volume, heading.
Here's the volume. So go to the right.
No voice.
We can have absolutely new voice. Well, that's not going to work. I want voice.
Low volume.
You can make that low or...
Selected. Normal volume.
It's selected to normal volume right now. So if I go one more to the right...
Loud volume.
You can set that to loud. So that would be beneficial. So if you can't hear very well and you want that to be louder as it talks to you as you walk, this is your opportunity to turn that up to louder. So there's many different little options in there. I wanted to show that to you. So those are the four different levels, or three by default, and the several tips I wanted to show you and how to control the various volume levels in iOS. If you have any other advice or tips or ways that you can change volumes other than what I've shown, go ahead and come to this posting on applevis.com and leave a comment for others to read. So thank you very much. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.